ever wondered how People's Postcode Lottery works? Easy. Your postcode is your ticket. And every weekday, it gives you the chance to win £1,000 or £30,000 every weekend. And every month, players in your postcode could win a share of £3 million. Join in at postcodelottery.co.uk/radio before midnight on the 23rd of July to play in the August draws. PPL managed lotteries on behalf of good causes. 16 plus. Conditions apply. Play responsibly.
This is a Global Original podcast.
Steve Allen's Little Bit Extra.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today. It's Thursday. It's the 9th of July, and by Jove, are we in for some bad weather. I only tell you that now because my Lynn said to me, oh, we need to sign off some company accounts. And I said, oh, great. She said, shall we do it on Friday on the patio with a bottle of Prosecco? I said, well, a pen would be better, but I'm willing to give it a go. And then I looked at the weather forecast. I thought, I don't think we're going to be sitting on the patio at all. It's going to be dread. Might have to sort of flop in her sitting room. So where do we begin with? Princess Eugenie and Princess Beatrice become tearful during a video call. And I know there was a picture of their mother as well there. The not very interesting Sarah Ferguson. And it was quite nice. But to be honest with you, you know, they were doing a Teenage Cancer Trust award winner. And it was nice. But to be honest with you, people who actively seek publicity and so desperately want to be a member of the royal family and to be put on the paycheck, it's just, you know, they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Completely the wrong reasons. Mind you, one of the people, I mentioned it this morning, criticised Harry for not knowing the difference between the Empire and the Commonwealth. But then somebody said, he's not the brightest tool in the box, is he, really? He doesn't know these things. And we don't really want to be lectured by Prince Harry. However, William and Kate are benefiting from a slimmed-down monarchy following Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's departure because it gives them space to focus on their important job, whereas Harry has the attention span of nobody. I mean, it's just, you know, he actually could have made something of himself and been an absolute credit to the country as opposed to being the embarrassment. A bit like Prince Andrew and his family, isn't it, really? Duchess of Cornwall says she's had to lay off her daily ballet workout. She does 20 minutes. She injured her back. Because when you get a bit older, I have to be honest, I mean, I'm constantly, do you know what I do? I trip over my feet. I'll be walking down the road and I think, oh, I'll be fine with this. And all of a sudden you trip over your feet. And it, oh, it's like wearing flip-flops. I grew up when I was younger in Hong Kong and we wore flip-flops. The only time you didn't wear flip-flops is when you went to school. But when you came back from school and you went to the beach, flip-flops. You know, in Egypt, flip-flops. Everywhere, flip-flops. Now, I just fall over the blooming things. I remember clogs, though. You remember clogs? They became very fashionable, and I quite liked clogs. But now I wouldn't, because you can't run in them. And they were sort of, it was the cheap shoe of the day, and I bought them in white. God, what on earth made me think of buying a pair of clogs in white? There was nothing to hold your feet in there. It was the fact that you pushed your feet to the front that actually kept them there. But I did enjoy. There's a shop in Kingston, and it's it just sells flip-flops. That's all it sells, flip-flops. And I thought, perhaps I should go and buy some. You know, just to sort of, I don't know. I don't know why I want to buy them. It's only because I don't think men should wear sandals. You know, I don't think sandals are very, very attractive with a pair of sort of cargo shorts or something like that. That's not the best look as far as I'm concerned. But, yesterday, do you remember I told you about the hairdressers? Well, one is finally putting masks on. Unfortunately, I think it's a bit too late. It's like shutting the stable door after the horse has gone. So they had a couple of days of not wearing masks. Now they're wearing these visor things. But I did look and I thought, it's too late. Too late. The damage could have been done. Jack Whitehall, we love Jack Whitehall. He says he's never going to do another movie where he takes his clothes off again. Because what people do is they're very naughty. They do screen grabs. And then they put them up on the internet. He says he feels like his former posh school treats him like their dirty little secret as they lavish praise on Kate Middleton but never talk about him. This is at Marlborough College. And he said, he said he was branded himself, actually, the dirty little secret, and even suggested they fix sports days at the posh college so that Kate's name won't be knocked off the public leaderboards. I would suspect you're probably right, Jack. But that's Marlborough College for you, isn't it, really? But they readily advertised the fact that the future Queen of England was a pupil there, but they never mentioned Jack, who's, of course, a bigger star, as far as I'm concerned. He's made more money, he's more successful, and he's quite lovely. He's quite lovely. We like his dad as well. We think they're very good. I did watch, what did I watch the other day? Bradley Walsh and his son. They were out doing something. They seem to get on really well, don't they? You know, the next thing you're going to have to suffer with, but I don't think it'll work. The Beckhams, Dave and Brooklyn, who started looking. He came back in the sort of the usual posed picture for the Beckham family of sort of mother going, "We're so lovely to have him back again." He hasn't had a stroke of work in the best part of a year, I don't think. And there he was with his flat cap on, looking like a reject from an Ellis Lowry picture. Princess Margaret's grandson, Arthur Chatto, has begun an epic charity effort to raise $150,000 by rowing 2,000 miles around the UK. As he reveals, he and his team of university mates set off from London Bridge at 2 a.m. And so he's 25th in line to the throne. For that read, not a cat in hell's chance. But he's going to raise £150,000. So that's good, isn't it? I'm always very, very willing to publicise people if they do it. Oh, look, Sophie Wessex. She's lovely. She used to work for LBC, Sophie Wessex. One of our favourites. And she was out there visiting a local pub with WI members. She's said to be the Queen's favourite. But, I mean, to be honest with you, who knows? Unless we hear it from the Queen herself. Yes, I do like Sophie. But unless we hear that. They call her the former PR girl. Rylan, or Ross, that's the one who wears makeup all the time now, dyes his hair because he's ginger, and so he dyes it black. He says Cheryl should replace Bruno Tonioli for 2020. Mid claims he's going to miss it due to the travel concerns. No, because it pays more money in America. Let's not be silly about this. But also, unfortunately, Cheryl doesn't know anything about dancing. She doesn't know anything about it at all. I mean, she could barely stagger around with the moves. Victoria Beckham has ruled out a Spice Girls return. You know, to be honest with you, if they close the shop down, and it can't be that far away, can it? I mean, you know, they need to make money on that shop. It needs to make a lot of money. But while she's putting the stuff in there that appeals to very few people, I don't see it happening anytime soon. So the Spice Girls, only because they want a bit more money in the pocket, celebrate 24 years since their debut. And so they've already been out on tour, but they decided to do it again. So this is their 25th anniversary celebrations. And Victoria's like, I'm not going, because she still gets the money. Because she's co-writer on all the songs. They managed to get themselves into the writing. And so she doesn't need to go on tour. Why should she bother learning a dance routine? She wasn't much cop at it anyway. She'll only stand at the back looking miserable. Elizabeth Hurley puts on a display in a red silk dress 2 weeks after Steve Bing's tragic suicide. And as I say, we didn't know what that was until afterwards. We've got to wait and see what happens to the will. But it's a very sad story. Elizabeth's absolutely gorgeous. I mean, I've sat, you know, within 2 feet of her, and she is stunningly attractive. Imagine she probably thought the same about me. They're like that, celebrities. Oh, I've always wanted to meet you. Nikki Sanderson from Hollyoaks has split with her boyfriend Greg in a lockdown after 5 years together. He's now on Bumble. Are we going to have to hold my hands up and say, I'm assuming it's a dating app, is it? Oh, right, OK. Bumble. What's because there's all sorts of dating apps. There is Tinder, which is heterosexual, Grindr, which is gay, and now there's Bumble. What in God's name do they sort of look out for? Is there some sort of particular target audience they're aiming for? I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I hadn't heard of it before, but the producers heard of it. Apparently, in heterosexual, what? You match together heterosexual, yeah. Only female users can make first contact. Oh, right. Oh, well, there you go. Why do people feel the need to do dating sites? I mean, is it because they can't meet people at work or they can't meet people in the pub or something like that? Is that what's difficult about it? I don't know. I don't know anything. Christine McGuinness says, it's been a testing time. Lockdown has been tough for a family. It admits that she and Paddy wanted to run a million miles. Yeah, I know. So difficult when you're locked up and there isn't a photographer inside the house, isn't it? Marvellous, really, Christine. Never mind. Give you another few months, then we can finally get a bit of rest from you. Niall Horan is in a secret relationship with a designer shoe buyer called Amelia Woolley after dating for 2 months. Oh, that's the relationship now, is it? Dating for 2 months. That's considered sort of a long relationship. Amanda Holden rages at her husband, Chris, after catching him in the fridge. How big's their fridge? Must be absolutely enormous. And admits they argue over his late-night snacking. Oh, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? You go to the fridge and there's sort of something in there. Something you could sort of nip into the microwave. And, you know, like sort of chicken satay or something. You know, you could just sort of pop it in there very quickly. Lily Allen is posing in latex gloves for reasons best known to herself. And she's 35. I'm not even sure if she's got a record deal at the moment. I thought, did she lose the record deal? But anyway, she was wearing a leopard print slip top And she's showcasing her lockdown greys. Kelly Brook, now admitting her sex life is better than ever at the age of 40. I think you go through phases, don't you? I think when you first get married, so they tell me, I don't know, no experience of this, you know, it's like rabbits. And then after about sort of a couple of months, it's a case of, do you want to, next week? Next week could be fine. Let's leave it till next week. Yeah, we'll have a cup of tea and a biscuit. And there's that good programme on the telly you wanted to watch. Shall we snuggle up? Oh, this is a bit uncomfortable. I get cramp. I'll go and sit in my chair over here. You sit in the other chair. And I'll plug it in for you. And that's it. It doesn't happen. And then apparently when you get to 40, going to Kelly Brook, it's all back again. I think it depends on who you're going out with. I mean, if you're going out with somebody who's sort of not particularly, you know, bullish in the bedroom department, obviously it's not much fun, is it, climbing into bed, thinking, oh, God, they're going to try it on again. Lauren Goodyear. No idea. She's thinking of going on a holiday. Good. Bye-bye. Off you go. Because we don't really know what she does at all now. She's pining for a luxury getaway. She's 30. You're getting a bit on a bit, aren't you, love, aren't you? 33, pining for a holiday. Do you not think you should really concentrate on maybe trying to find a job? Kanye West, slammed by Sharon Osbourne for taking millions in PPP small business loans for his company. And she said, isn't he a billionaire? I've got no idea. He could be. He might not be. If he does really run for president, he won't have any money left at all. Mark Wright, keeping things cash in a plain T-shirt and jogging bottoms as he leaves a London TV studio. Oh, he was filming for Martin and Roman's Sunday Best. Poor old Mark, honestly. It's another one. It's not. There's something about him. I can't quite put my finger on it, really. Rita Ora, posing for social media snaps. Is that all you do, dear? You just pose, don't you? Life must be a bit tedious for you. And talking to Mark Wright, him and Mish, they've won a battle to knock down their Essex farmhouse and build a 5-bed mansion with a gym and a bar. But, you know, as anybody will tell you, they say a mansion. I'm sorry, with 5 bedrooms. That's not a mansion. That's one up from a squat. 5 bedrooms. Honestly, that's not a mansion. But, of course, the thing they have to do is they're not allowed to block off a public footpath. So now you can peer into their garden when you go past it. People will enjoy that. They have a picture of what they think it's going to look like. And for some reason, they've got a triple garage. I don't know why. I don't know how many cars they've got. But it's certainly, I'm telling you, not a mansion. They've got an artist's impression and they'll have to sort of move into somewhere else. Philip Schofield admits the pain of his father's death never goes away, as he says his mum still feels lonely. Well, unfortunately, that's the way it goes. My mother, I think, never got over my father's death. And I think probably there's many of you thinking exactly the same in your family. You wait till she reads his book, How I Came Out, by Philip Schofield. Jessie Wallace goes makeup free, heading out in a low-key tracksuit. She's returned to filming following her suspension, but I can't remember. I think she might have had a sherbet or something and they decided it wasn't the best thing at all. Wes Nelson from Love Island enjoys a very lavish trip on a private jet with Josh Denzel, complete with Louis Vuitton luggage as they head for Geneva. He's 22, obviously unbelievably dim. Do these people not realise that, you know, you can do this now because you've got a little bit of money? It's going to go. I'm telling you now, it's going to go. You know, so you've got to have Louis Vuitton luggage. You've got to have this. You've got to fly in a private jet. You're 22. You're not bright. Not bright. So let's wait and see how long it lasts, shall we? Because otherwise you'll be a little bit like sort of Kerry Katona. You know, spending an absolute fortune on this, that and the other and then declaring herself bankrupt. She's really intelligent. Kim Marsh, arriving at the BBC to present The One Show. Poor soul, she's got to carry her own stuff in there. Obviously, I don't have anybody like that. And Ed Sheeran wants to buy out the owners of 3 houses that sit on the edge of his mansion, that's an estate, £3.7 million, to neaten up Sheeranville. Because, you know, he seems to own loads of houses. And I think that's quite nice. Why not? Listen, put it into property. It's always good. Very good. You can't lose on property. Well, generally speaking, you can't. Willie Nelson had revealed that his late friend Kenny Rogers initially wanted him to record his Grammy-winning song The Gambler from 1978. And I can tell you that Willie Nelson is 87. Do you know people are living longer? Admittedly, he looks 87. He's been around the block quite a few times as Willie Nelson. Paul McCartney is 78, holding hands with his wife Nancy during an amble down the beach at the Hamptons. You know, because if you're as rich as Paul McCartney, and he's not flash, it's the only thing that Paul McCartney has never been. He's not one of these people who goes out. He's not covered in jewellery, doesn't drive flashy cars. He's just an ordinary bloke. That's the good upbringing. It's only the tat and the rubbish that turn up on Love Island and things like that that sort of think you have to impress people with, you know, flash Louis Vuitton luggage. You know, whereas at 22, you'll be eBaying that very shortly, I promise you. Jude Law, typically rugged, stepping out with his model daughter Iris ahead of the arrival of his sixth child. His sixth child. His daughter Iris is 19. It's unbelievable, isn't it? You look at him, he doesn't look old enough. Susanna Reid, from Red Carpet to Real Life, and she said, echoes what I say, am I the only one who now hates the thought of going to a party? I can't think of anything worse. I'm seriously so past parties. You know, years ago, I'd be sort of rushing home and getting ready, phoning up a friend of mine, going, right, we're going out tonight, we're going to this party and all the rest of it. And then all of a sudden, I kind of fell out with parties. I would much rather go out with a small group of friends, maybe, you know, 6 to 8 people, and go for dinner or for lunch somewhere, have a few bevvies, and that suits me fine. I can't think of anything worse than parties. I think it's only for young people. I think it really is. I'm not into fancy cars. Who wants to be a millionaire play? He walked away from an easy... Oh, I don't know. Do you know the answer to this question? Oh, right. The question is, which of these people was born... This is for £1 million. Which of these people was born the same year as Queen Elizabeth II? A, Audrey Hepburn. B, Judy Garland. C, Julie Andrews. Or D, Marilyn Monroe. That's a £1 million question. Want to hear them again? OK, which of these people was born the same year as Queen Elizabeth II? A, Audrey Hepburn. B, Judy Garland. C, Julie Andrews. D, Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You've won £1 million. Yeah, woo, woo, woo. Yeah. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. I've got another one for you. I love these sort of things, actually. So, extra virgin is considered to be the best type of which food? Is it bananas, olive oil, marmalade or pork chops? Olive oil. Is that your final answer? OK, that was for £100. £200. Which of these is used as a symbol of surrender, of truce? White flag, blue banner, green emblem, yellow jack. Final answer, white flag. Correct answer. OK. The golfer born Eldrick Tont Woods is best known by what first name? Snake, tiger, vulture, shark. Do you know, these are the simplest questions. Are these written for people who've sort of, you know, what colour is the sky? The popular name of the ceremony seen outside Buckingham Palace is the changing of the regiment, soldiers, troops, guard. Guard, OK. You're up to now £1,000. When referring to a toilet, what do the letters WC stand for? Wash cupboard, waste chamber, walled cabinet, water closet. Is the correct answer, water closet. For £2,000, what is the title of the best-selling series of scary children's books created by R.L. Stine? The Famous Five, Goosebumps, Captain Underpants, A Series of Unfortunate Events. I don't know this one. It doesn't give me the answer, actually, so I've got no idea. No idea. But I could tell you, which of these condiments is the oldest? HP sauce, Heinz tomato ketchup, Coleman's mustard, Hellman's mayonnaise. That's an interesting one, isn't it? I haven't got the answer, so I'm not really too sure, actually. It doesn't really help. But he decided when he got to 500, because he knew the answer to that one. I mean, they were about the easy... The ones that they do for the celebrities are the easy-peasy ones. But he wasn't a celebrity. And he says helping his family out is the best bit, so they gave him 500,000 quid. I'd have quit as well. I'd have taken 500. I mean, the £500,000 is very nice. It's very nice. It's a bit like this programme. And you're very nice as well. You're all very nice. I mean, it's one or two of you a bit slightly cracked in the head. But apart from that, the rest of you are absolutely delightful and charming and wonderful. And we adore you to pieces. So a big hug and a kiss. I'll do a virtual hug for every single person listening to the programme today. Be with me tomorrow, Friday, because we'll have a cracking Steve Allen a little bit extra. And I wish you a pleasant day. I don't know what it's going to be like. I think it's probably going to rain again. But, I mean, that's why we're in this country. It rains. That's all I can tell you. It rains. So have a lovely day. Stay safe. Look after each other. And we'll talk tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, listen to Steve Allen live from 4 a.m. Monday to Friday and Sunday from 5 a.m.
Landlords. Sometimes things in your tenants' homes just go wrong. The heating stops working, the toilet stops flushing. Even with the best maintenance, emergencies pop up seemingly out of nowhere, like burst pipes or power failures. Direct Line are on hand to keep your tenants safe and happy. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, an add-on to their landlord insurance product, they're giving landlords peace of mind with emergency contractors available 24/7. You'll be sorted whether you need plumbers, electricians, locksmiths, glaziers, or drainage engineers. And what's more, tenants can report the emergencies themselves, allowing them to get the help they need much faster. With Direct Line Landlord Emergency, tenants and landlords can work together to make sure homes are at their highest standard and emergencies are dealt with quickly and effectively. To find out more, search Direct Line Landlord Emergency.